right now.
Wow, one of the craziest stories that I read more about when I grabbed my Sunday paper, going a little old school once a week. Did you hear about the story of this woman who raised a kid that she kidnapped 23 years ago from a hospital? Wow. How much rage does that family feel? And what about the kid? In the meantime, there's a couple of football teams that are out and a couple of football teams that are in the NFL. The stage is set for Super Bowl 45. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Let's start there for a quick second. Pittsburgh in, Green Bay in. That's your two teams, so you know who's out. The New Yorkers disappointed. The Jets are gone. And the people who hail from Chicago upset that the Bears are done with as well. So, who's the favorite? The early favorite is Green Bay, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. It is the time when people go to parties, throw parties, go to the Super Bowl, leverage everything they own just to get to Dallas so they can go out to the Death Star, to Cowboys Stadium, and watch these two teams duke it out. It'll be interesting to see if we have a good Super Bowl. You know, always with me, and I covered probably about 10, it's more about the game. I like seeing a close game. I don't know. Even if it was my team, which neither one of these teams are, I'm an Eagles fan. I don't know. I hate the blowout thing. But the game has become so much more than the game. Now it's about everything surrounding the game, the booze, the parties, the women, the extravagant things that people will do in the name of a Super Bowl, and the food. It's crazy the amount of chips that are consumed, the amount of pizzas that are delivered, and the amount of parties probably that are thrown, not just in the United States, but in other parts of the world as they tune in for our Super Bowl. I was talking to a buddy of mine in the UK, and we got into this disagreement. How can it be a Super Bowl if you don't have a team? If you don't have an international team playing an American team, that's not a Super Bowl. And the current commissioner of the NFL, I think he has grand designs on making this a game that's much more international. But how do you do that? The traveling overseas? I don't think so. Exhibitions make sense, or actual games being played in these neutral sites, we'll call them, in other parts of the world. Yeah, but I don't think that you can really mix in the international teams in the middle of the NFL. But that's an argument for another day. Let's talk about something else quickly, since we're on the subject of sports. Jack LaLanne, dead at the age of 96. He was an exercise machine. He ate healthy, I think, every day of his life. You think Jack LaLanne ever inhaled a pizza from Domino's or a greasy hoagie or sub from anywhere? Probably not. I don't know if he ever ate that way ever. You think that people have so-called foods that they try to avoid, cupcakes, cakes, sweets, whatever it is. But this guy was like a super machine, 96, and he seemed so, so healthy. If you never heard Jack LaLanne, I just want you to hear one of his little tiny snippet of one of his spots. Roll it.
Change your life. Save your life. You are the most important person you have. If you don't do it, who will? Juicing is the easy way to help save your life, and I guarantee it.
All right, he was all about the juicing. Remember, that was his last thing. I don't know. Juicing's not for me, but hey, you might be a big juicer out there. And the juicer of the different sort, where you're taking every vegetable under the sun and you're grinding it up, and that's what you put in your cup and you eat it. He was huge when it came to that. That was the thing that LaLanne really thought people should do, and it was about, you know, more vegetables especially, but fruit too. All right, here's that other weird story. A North Carolina woman who raised a child that she kidnapped 23 years ago from a New York hospital actually surrendered on a probation violation charge on Sunday. there was this reunion between the biological mother and the daughter taken from her as a baby that opened up part of this whole thing. And Petaway surrendered to the FBI and to the police in Bridgeport, Connecticut on a warrant from North Carolina, where she's on probation because of a conviction for attempted embezzlement. And so now she's going to be in court in New York, and she'll face federal kidnapping charges. She got 2 years probation last June when she took something from a store where she worked, which is embezzlement, so there's that deal. But this other thing is so big. You just have to think, wow, what happened when she took this kid? 87, it was 1987, and it was a girl, young girl named Carlina White. And how did she get away with it? She was 19 days old when her parents took her to a Harlem hospital in the middle of the night. She had a fever. And apparently that's when she was kidnapped. The couple went back to the hospital, or they left the hospital to rest. When they came back, their baby was missing. No suspects in this thing. And this girl is now 23, and she had been living in Connecticut and in Atlanta, I guess, and she had suspected that this woman, Ann Petaway, wasn't her biological mother because she could never provide her with a birth certificate and because she didn't look like anyone else in the family. She said she even periodically she thought that something was wrong. She checked the website for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Kids while looking through some New York photos early in the month, too, and found one that looked pretty identical to her own baby picture. She contacted the woman through the center, and they met, did the DNA test, you know, beforehand and everything, and confirmed. How wild is that, that she suspected that, then finally decided she needed to do something. She started looking through things, found a picture, and then it all unraveled from there. And that's a crazy baby stealing case. How terrible for, I guess now at least there's a good outcome, but how terrible for that family back when that happened, taking their baby into a hospital. Can you even imagine the crazy rage you would feel as a result of that? And finally, a very sad story from over the weekend, although the officers, it appears, are going to be fine, but four officers were shot. One of them had to have surgery. A 38-year-old guy opens fire in a Detroit police station. He comes in through the front door. The lobby's pretty much wide open. He wounds those cops, and it was in the 6th precinct where it happened. Then he was shot and killed. He wounded them all before he was shot and killed. None of the officers' injuries now at this point are life-threatening. That's the good news. They had security cameras. They don't have plexiglass and stuff that sometimes the other front desks of police departments have. And there's not a lot of details out about the shooter, but there's all kinds of speculation as to who could possibly have done it. But a very odd, odd story. It really makes you think.
It's time to leave you. Let's say goodbye. These precious moments just seem to fly. Now here's my wish for you. May the good Lord bless and keep you too.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dryguy.com. That's freeze-dryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Golden Retriever. Apparently, it's not so great to sleep with your dog. Wow, I never got that memo. I mean, I'm still relatively new to the dog scene, as I have my first pet dog, Mahalo. You all have heard me talk about it. Some of you have actually seen Mahalo on camera, who's a Golden Retriever, just typical Golden Retriever. They're all about love, and they're all about needy. So they want to sleep on the bed, I understand. And Mahalo does that, sleeps at the bottom of the bed, no problem, you know, never any hassle. But that might not be so good. I was so bummed to learn about this report in a journal called the Emerging Infectious Diseases. And it says that there are these 250 known zoonotic, whatever they are, diseases that can actually be transmitted between humans and animals. So you and your pooch, and about 100 of them are, in fact, from domestic pets. I had no idea. You know, all I ever hear about dogs is, and I guess any pets, is how great they are for your blood pressure, mentally, your health, physically, the exercise, all that stuff. So I was so sad to hear this, because I think up to 45% of us probably have dogs that sleep at the bottom of your bed or in your bed or whatever. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe a lot of you are kicking them out, but I assume if everybody listening in the audience that has dogs, I bet you you're in the same predicament. And it's going to be a predicament once you find out some more facts on that. Christy Howard, who's been on the show before with us here, is a pet expert, and we bring her back to enlighten us. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kate?
Oh, Christy, I was so sad to hear about no dogs really on the beds. How come we didn't know this before? We just weren't thinking about it?
I think that, and I don't think it's as serious a problem as they're kind of making it out to be, because honestly, I have two English Mastiffs laying on my bed right now that didn't get the memo either, and I think even if they could read, they'd still be up here. You know, I think it's just, if you read some of the stuff in the article, and a lot of it comes from the fleas that were on the animals or licking a wound, those are just kind of common sense, you know, hygiene things that probably you and I don't have to worry about because we're probably pretty clean people when it comes to our pets.
Yeah, I was thinking that. And this, by the way, for everybody listening, too, because I'm already starting to get hit up. David says, Kate, what about cats? And they're saying pets. Yes, they're saying kittens, puppies especially. So it is common sense, obviously, if your dog is outside all the time and in mud and or is sick and all that kind of stuff. Of course, that makes sense that you would – you want to make sure they're clean anyway, just for the dog and the kitten safety. I mean, that's a good thing to bring up to you because, of course, you're there with Three Dog Bakery and you got all kinds of products and stuff. Are there products out there? I wondered this. Are there products to clean the dog off with? Because, you know, there's certain ammonia things you don't want to use that you might use on a human.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of, pet-specific, cat-specific, dog-specific, bird-specific shampoos, conditioners, sprays. I think also to keep your dogs on some kind of preventative for fleas and ticks helps as well. I think that, you know, like we said, just common sense. You wouldn't let your 3-year-old child with a runny nose climb up that's been playing in the mud, climb up and sleep next to you in your bed necessarily. You probably shouldn't do that with your animal either. Just, you know, if they are going to be in your bed, make sure that they're clean. Make sure that if you have an open wound, you don't let them lick it. I mean, some really common sense stuff that I think they're really blowing it out of proportion. And I don't see us changing the way we do, the way we handle our pets in the future.
Yeah, because you got to think of this, Christy. You certainly know this. Obviously, you have a love for animals, for dogs. And everything I've ever heard, the reducing stress, it improves your physical fitness because, of course, the walking, you're happier, the lower blood pressure. And as somebody who, like I said at the top before we brought you in from our virtual green room, I'm new to the whole dog thing relatively because Mahalo, my golden retriever, is going to be 2 in, I guess, in 2 months. And I've just kind of learned along the way. But one thing that I have seen, whether it doesn't matter the age group of the person, single, married, whatever, kids, no kids, there is something about the animal in the house that, like, brightens the mood. Am I crazy thinking that, or that's the truth?
Absolutely not. I think you're right on target. I think it's really important, you know, and I know when I travel out of town, and if I'm gone for a couple days, I have a hard time sleeping without a 200-pound dog across my ankles, you know, and it's just something about having them there. Like you said, it calms the blood pressure. I think the benefits outweigh the slight risk that you would have catching something from your dog. I'm more likely to catch a cold from my husband than I am anything from my dog.
There you go. You know what was interesting, though, that they did say in all of this information, apparently, that women are more likely than guys to sleep regularly with the dog. Like 25% of women versus 16% of men. I just wonder, what do you think that is?
You know, women, they crave that snuggle time.
So you can't get it from your man, so you say, hey, listen, honey.
You've got to grab it from the dog, you know.
Exactly.
I've got the snoring husband here, too, so.
Right, so let the dog in the bed because then you don't have to worry about it if we have the dog there. Hey, what are you seeing more? I'm curious about this. It fascinates me to see people's choices of what kind of dogs or cats or breeds, you know, that they end up with. And you see people all the time in your store. Are you seeing a certain breed more and more Shih Tzus, more Retrievers, more Labs? What's popular right now?
Golden Retrievers and Greyhounds.
Greyhounds, wow.
Greyhounds are a great, great pet. Not the Great Danes, but the Greyhounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like your 80-mile-an-hour couch potato. They're pretty even-keel personality and pretty low maintenance. They don't shed a whole lot, and just they're actually pretty affectionate dogs. So we're seeing a lot of Greyhounds. We work a lot with Greyhound Rescue, and it's amazing. I'm falling more and more in love with that breed. And, of course, you know, we see a lot of Golden Retrievers as well. And, I mean, you know what a great dog they, you know, what a great personality they have for a dog.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So interesting, more greyhounds. Do you think people are doing, because I know there's a lot of greyhound rescues. Are a lot of people getting greyhounds because of the rescue thing, do you think?
I think they're becoming more popular with the rescue groups out there. So absolutely, I think people are seeing them more and more because the rescue groups are doing more and more with them.
Yeah, so that's probably why. All right, so Christy Howard, of course, Three Dog Bakery. Check her out. I know a lot of you are listening to me in Texas and in Dallas. Oh, you got to see her stuff. I mean, they have everything and anything. And then you can bug her to death. Plague her with questions and tell her I sent you.
Sure. Why not? You can borrow a Mastiff.
There you go. Plano. Plano and Southlake. Hey, Christy, thanks so much.
Hey, have a great night, you guys.
All right, you too.
Thanks.
So it's interesting. Christy, you heard her say, you know, talking about greyhounds. Wow, I wonder how many people listening have greyhounds. I was walking the dog this morning before the football games, and I saw this giant dog. Because, again, I'm like the person who doesn't know that much about dogs or animals in general. And this dog was huge. I thought it was a greyhound. But the guy came up to me, and it turned out that it was a Great Dane. I don't know how much this dog weighed, but it was huge. I don't think I've ever seen a dog this big. It looked like a little pony. I'm thinking, wow, what kind of yard do you have for a Great Dane? But he seemed like a pretty good dog, a pretty calm dog. Just to fill in the blanks a little bit more, too, by the way, this Dr. Peter Rabinowitz from the Yale School of Medicine wrote a book called Human-Animal Medicine, and he said pet owners should keep animals out of the sleeping environment to wash their hands or thoroughly after they handle pets after they're licked and take extra care with puppies and kittens and older pets and all that stuff because they could be high-risk carriers. But see, I think people will ignore all this unless there was some weird epidemic. If there was some really huge epidemic that we couldn't seem to get away from, I think people will still just kind of weigh the risks and decide that it's probably worth it. I think Christy's right. If you're used to doing that, I think you're still going to do the same thing. Because if they're saying 250 zoonotic diseases that can be transmitted and 100 are domestic pets, what is is 100 a lot? And what kind of awful diseases are they, you know, talking about? I'm thinking, think of kids, they're like petri dishes. Ever been around a niece or nephew or just even a neighbor and then you end up getting whatever it is that they got? That can be worse, trust me. All right, hang through. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Jersey. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Next segment. Do the Bears have a wussy quarterback, which means no Super Bowl for them? Can you solve that mystery? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Or, of course, you can always call 800-259-5791. In our next segment, we're going to hit it up in sports shorts. But before we go there, speaking of mysteries solved, you know, all of us have some mystery. It's like when you're a kid. You know, when you're a kid, and I guarantee we all have this in common, unless you were so bloody quiet you never really said anything. There's a point that you could ask anyone in your family where you just kept pounding home the whys. Why this? Why that? I mean, to things that really, in some cases, had no explanation. But you're a kid. You want to know the answer to everything. Why doesn't point A go to point B and then to C and then D? And, you know, certain things don't add up, and you want to know why things happen. Why does this happen? Or how does this happen? You know, pick it. Pick it either way. And I have to say, mystery solved. Now it is getting so much on my nerves. At first, I really could care less, but now it's so much on my nerves because I'm so sick of hearing about it. I'd love to find out the mystery of the birth certificate of Barack Obama. And why am I bringing this up? Because now, thanks to the governor of Hawaii, it's really in everybody's wheelhouse. And what's interesting is Hawaii is saying, I'm just going to use Hawaii as a whole. Hawaii is saying, the state of Hawaii, that forget it. They're not releasing any birth certificate. They're not going to do it. They're not going to release the birth certificate. So in the midst of the new controversy, I think it's always been there. You know, it was started, and then there was a phony one that was floated. It was definitely phony. And once somebody dug into it, it was easy to uncover that was a phony birth certificate. A birth certificate, by the way, said that he was born in Kenya. So, you know, it doesn't help the real deal if you're trying to figure out the real deal. So now what's happened is they're going in a different direction. They're saying, we're not going to release birth information. We're not going to do it. Because why? And I know I've talked about this before, but just so everybody knows, there is a privacy law that actually shields birth certificates. And the governor, Neil Abercrombie, who started this whole thing and who's a Democrat and is a friend of Barack Obama's, is saying, forget it. He's just abandoning the whole idea. He was on the warpath to dispel all the notions that the president was born outside of Hawaii. Now he's saying, no, I'm not, forget it, I'm done. Because it's been like a rabid feeding frenzy. He's the governor of Hawaii, but his phone rings off the hook. He gets a billion emails, maybe a slight exaggeration, a lot of emails from people who say, okay, tell us, show us, you said you were going to do this. And the state attorney general told the governor, listen, keep your lips shut. Privacy laws actually bar him from disclosing an individual's birth documentation without the person's consent. So there's nothing that the governor can do to have a birth certificate produced because it's up to the person themselves. So Barack Obama would have to request the birth certificate for that to happen. And Abercrombie was a friend of Obama's parents, knew him as a kid, launched that investigation, started to tell everybody about it, and wanted to get to the bottom of it and said he was going to release the information about his birth back in August of 1961. Because he said he was bothered by all the birthers, the so-called birthers, or just people who were questioning his birthplace because he was sick of it. He was sick of hearing that argument. And he hit a dead end when the state attorney general said, you're restricted. You don't have access to this. The president has to decide if he wants, you know, he can request it and release it, but that's it. Now, you have this other thing that's happened, and I think we probably once or twice have said something about this because I haven't talked about it that much. Because, frankly, we have so many things of great importance, really, that we're usually talking about. Then forget it. He's president. And the birth certificate controversy, we're never going to get to the end of it. Never. Especially now with the privacy laws. So Hawaii's health director said in 2008 and 2009 that she saw and verified the original records and birth notices in two papers were published within days of his birth at a hospital in Honolulu. And again, this health department person confirmed that his name is in the alphabetical list of people born in Hawaii. And it's in bound copies that you can go and look at. You can go and see it. It's called an index data. That's a clever name. Go to the index data when you're in Honolulu. But anyway, it shows a listing for Obama, Barack Hussein, male. That's what it says. And they said that they have their records within the department, period. And, you know, they're that it's there. Now, I've also, even myself, because I'm tired of it too, even though it's just very much a sidebar deal with America Tonight, but because the governor brought it up again, it's become a bigger buzz, and you've had people talk about it. You've had lots of people talk about it and say crazy things about here, whether it's here or there or Kenya or whatever. So the Obama campaign actually, and I checked on this, issued, remember, that certificate of live birth when he was running. And it was a document from the state that showed his date, city name, along with his parents' names and races and all that. So are we not buying that? And you can go to Hawaii.gov health vital records /Obama to look at the responses if you're curious about that, because it talks about this index data stuff, and it's got the list there that I just mentioned, the birth index thing, and then it's got some other things listed if you're curious. I'm sure that probably has been out there. I could be wrong about that, but Hawaii law actually bars the release of the birth info. I wonder if that's going to change the way people look at other people when they run. I mean, now are you going to have to be processed? almost like somebody going through immigration. We have to process you to make sure all your papers are in order and it's not all BS what you're saying. We need to see that your degree is really a real degree and that you're... I mean, I'm making light of it, but I'm wondering if that's going to be the norm now, okay? So the question does become, was he definitely not born here, or was he born here and this is the Hawaii law, and so there it is if you go and look at it, or, you know, whatever. And I said this, I initially really thought of the birth certificate stuff as really a non-issue. But now the thing is, I think the Democrats have made it worse. This governor of Hawaii has made it worse because they keep circling around this whole issue to make it very suspicious. So they're raising the suspicions. If I'm the head of the Democratic Party, first of all, I want to strangle the governor. If I'm playing devil's advocate and I'm on that side and I'm saying, dude, what did you do? You sunk our battleship. Whatever. Whatever. So the question really to me is, when we say mystery solved, we used to do a segment on that. Why should he release it? Or should he just say, you know what? I mean, is this the president's way of, let's say the birth certificate's normal, he was born in Hawaii, whatever, he spent time in Kenya. Is this his way to flip the bird to everyone and say, you know what? Screw it. I'm president. I'm not going down that road. Forget it. And whenever it's brought up to the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, he just kind of grins and smirks and, you know, doesn't really say anything. I mean, he does the same thing. He does the shuck and jive thing. And I don't know. I'm just thinking, if you're Obama, are you stooping by doing that? Because there's so many other things. And if you think this is just a gotcha move by the other party to say, I'm moving beyond that. Or does it make you suspicious? So what's interesting is the Hawaii governor has to give up. And he says, listen, they won't let me. I can't go any further. It's against Hawaiian law. So the state attorney general's shutting me down. But then you have Eric Cantor, who's saying, Republican, who's saying, look, I believe this guy is a U.S. citizen. I mean, I believe it. I believe he's a U.S. citizen. He's the new Republican House Majority Leader, and he doesn't think questions about Obama's citizenship need to play a role in any of these policy matters whatsoever, because he's 2 years into this and this whole birthers thing. What Cantor's saying is, I don't think it's an issue we need to address. We need to be worried about policy making right now. It's not all this other stuff. And he was on Meet the Press and he said he wouldn't go down the crazy link. He refused to call anybody crazy. But because he said he didn't think it was nice to call anyone crazy, but he said he doesn't believe it. He thinks he is a citizen. I don't know. Issue, non-issue. What do you say, America?
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Conversation, thanks to the governor of Hawaii, in part. Talk about shooting your party in the foot. Thanks to that, the conversation has gone full scale. You know, it's not off the charts with, hey, only the loonies, only the nutballs are talking about this. Now there's more discussion over it and whether or not it's something we should be concerned about. Or Eric Cantor says, you know, basically he's saying, cut the crap, who cares? And I think Cantor's partially saying that because he's focused on the whole policy thing, healthcare, repeal, all of the Republican agenda, and not to be sidetracked by the sideshow, plus thinking that Obama's not going to be a repeat. He's not going to be a two-term president. However, if you look lately at the president's approval ratings, they have dramatically shot up. For what it's worth. Now, it's not 2012. It's not the election year. Things are just gearing up. So I think that we're going to hear probably even more about this whole birth certificate thing. I did get a couple of emails. I'm going to go to those quickly here on America Tonight. And then I'm going to take some of those phone calls, 800-259-5791. Here's one from Ella. She says, Kate, you're a smart lady. Ugh, why did you open up this can of worms, as you are fond of saying? This will bring out all the loody fringe nutballs to talk about this whole birth certificate thing. Who gives a crap about the birth certificate? Too bad the guy's in. Let's say it's not valid. He is not a citizen of the United States. At this point, does it really matter? Shouldn't the fight be for the next time around? I'm no Obama fan. I don't think he'll get two terms. So why even go down that road and give the other side more ammunition? All right, here's another one. This one's from Big Jake in Austin, Texas. And Big Jake says, Kate, do you really think Obama is not a citizen of the U.S.? I heard what he said about not really giving the issue much credence because there was bigger fish to fry. And I thought to myself, bravo, this girl has brains. But then you started to go down the path. However, apparently this has been part of what was on the Sunday shows. You mentioned Eric Cantor, so I'm going to give you a pass on that one. I don't believe that people give this much credence. There's a reason why they call them conspiracy theories. Everybody's got a slew of them. Some people become famous by writing books and talking about conspiracy theories. Oh, I hope you don't go in this direction. You're too good to fall for those traps. And then I got this one from you, David, chatting me up. He says, Kate, if it was a plain U.S. citizen, we would have to produce it and couldn't get away with what this Oval Office idiot is getting away with. And the government can do whatever they want. He also says they've been paid off, all that kind of stuff. And basically some others go down that kind of that same path. There is one. This one's here from She-Devil. I got in an email. Wow, this really ignited the conversation. She-Devil says, oh, Kate, boy, these fools, these nincompoops with one brain cell who watch American Idol and have nothing better to do than waste their time wondering about Obama and his birth certificate. I hope he gets elected again. Shame on all the people who want to constantly bring this up. I don't blame the White House for not producing it. I'd flip them the bird, too. As you said, maybe that's what the administration is doing. Wow. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Sam, we got a bunch of people lined up, so you got your chance to make it quick. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Why bring it up now? He's been in the White House for 2 years.
Well, that's what I think. I think he's been in the White House for 2 years. At this point, you know, sometimes we'll get calls, impeach him. That ain't happening, folks.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I'm not sure of it. I'll walk naked to New Jersey if the guy gets impeached. It's not happening. So I think Eric Cantor is trying to say that. He's trying to say, listen, we got all this list of things we want to happen. The whole spending deal, we got to get out of this deficit. We're trying to work on the healthcare thing. Oh, let's not be pulling in this direction because we're already into 2011. 2012 is the election year. Just let it go. He didn't say it in those words. He was careful what he said. But I think that's what he means, and that's what he means by the Republicans. You know, just I think he's, you know, he said it's a non-issue, basically.
Okay. Oh, by the way, as I'm speaking to you right now, it's only minus 15 out here.
Minus 15. Sammy, stay warm. Sammy says, thanks, Sam. He says, who cares? He's already in office. All right, Dan in Texas. He's our impeachment man. Hey, Dan.
Madam President.
Yes.
I shall not delve into this Kenyan's illegal enterprise. I shall tell you something that he has done.
Okay.
He loaned $2 billion to Brazil for offshore oil drilling while shutting down ours.
It's true.
Greatest stockholder in that little enterprise of down there that is doing the oil drilling is George Soros, who gave Obama his biggest chunk of change and for his election. And George Soros is the number one stockholder down there for the $2 billion. So George is going to get his money right back because the Chinese have already signed contract to buy all of the oil produced from that routine. Now, his regulations that he's put through on businesses is stifling him, and he will not let up on the little tiny guy. He's going to break us one way or another. It was all designed with a plan. This guy is the illegal president, and he wants to ruin America. And that's just one of the things that he's done. I'll give you some more in the future. But this man is absolutely an enemy of America.
All right, Dan. Dan says he's an enemy of America. You have a good one. Tomas, we slide over from Texas to Michigan. We're up against it. Go ahead, Tomas. What do you think?
Well, I think that now's the time for you to interview Larry Sinclair. And from there,
well, are you his PR person?
I think so. I know. But you know what? Jack LaLanne died today at 96.
I know.
And for people who don't know who he was, he's the one who started the first TV physical fitness show. At the age of 70, handcuffed and shackled, he towed 70 boats with 70 people, 1.5 miles at Long Beach Harbor.
Crazy.
And, you know, there's a long list of crazy stuff he did. But, you know, from there we can go to the football. You were talking about a pamsy-whamsy quarterback. I think the two teams that got to the Super Bowl have the two toughest quarterbacks. And the two teams that didn't get there, they had wimpy quarterbacks.
There you go. I like that. Hard hitting. They had wimpy quarterbacks, and that's why they're not going. Tomas, thank you. I'm going to pick up that thread. Appreciate the call. And in switching gears to us, that's good because I wanted to bring up the games just briefly here. Green Bay beating Chicago. The final score was 21-14. It was really the third string quarterback who made all the difference in the world, really, for the Bears to even get what they did against Green Bay, because at the halfway point, Green Bay was leading 14-0. And then so Jay Cutler goes out in the third quarter, supposedly with a knee injury. People are burning his jersey, saying he's a wuss, and that it was more of a trumped-up thing because he was playing sucky and throwing the ball basically at the feet of his receivers. Then you have Pittsburgh beating the Jets 24-19. The first half was terrible for the Jets. They couldn't get anything going. I mean, they were punting more than anything. And, of course, in the end, it was too late in the second half as they tried to make a comeback, and they were. They started to put points on the board. They ultimately couldn't get close enough to push it into overtime, and both of those teams are gone. Though Sanchez, I don't know if I would call Sanchez a wimp. I would say he still is young and inexperienced and showed some things that weren't so great in the first half of that game. Now, Jay Cutler, different story. They're burning his jersey in Chicago. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.